summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Ahmad Maghfur Usman, Transport Analyst at Nomura Research. Good morning, Ahmad. Let's take a look at post-Malaysia. You reiterated your buy call on post, positive on the long-term e-commerce theme. Can you talk a little bit more, elaborate a bit more about by this long-term theme that you're looking at?
I think if you look at Malaysia's internet retail penetration, it's still relatively quite low at the low single digits. Even Singapore, for instance, I think it's around 6%. And then the likes of Japan is probably somewhere to, you know, about 11 to 12%. So on the back of increased internet e-commerce retail penetration, I think this should have a spillover effect for all the logistic companies. And typically, you would want to choose the predominant players. So that would be Post Malaysia and the likes of GT Express as well. So these are definitely our two top picks in the logistics space in Malaysia.
Can I get an idea of your time frame for this? I mean, when you say that this is a positive long-term e-commerce theme, in your head, how many years is that?
I think it's good to hold even for the next 10 years. I mean, if you look at it, even currently in Japan, for instance, Yamato Holdings, which is one of the biggest courier companies in Japan, despite Japan already having a high internet retail penetration, they are still struggling to cope with the very strong demand. There's a severe worker shortage there. And I think that just shows that even in developed markets, internet retail is still growing quite aggressively.
Well, coming back to Post Malaysia, they've recently made several statements in the press talking about how they want to really tap into the e-commerce growth and pushing to move to B2B, to business, compared to business to consumer, B2C. How do you feel about this initiative?
For B2B, yes. If you look at it, for the case of the courier business, 60% of the businesses are still predominantly retail. So, however, for the case of Post Malaysia, they would want to grow their corporate accounts contribution. So that still is still relatively quite low. So that if securing a corporate account is crucial in terms of ensuring sustainable revenues in the long run, and also it gives the economies of scale as well. So that's why the move to focus in securing more B2B accounts.
And what about other post-Malaysia initiatives? I've been reading about things like the Post-Laju Easy Box and all that. How do you view the impact of these initiatives on post-Malaysia's potential for earnings?
Easy Box, I mean, clearly the idea is good. I think it all boils down to improving delivery efficiency. So as you know, when you deliver items, you try to reduce the number of items being returned because of no-show or there's no one in the house. So the Easy Box really helps that in that way that just have to drop it at the parcel lockers and at any MRT or petrol stations or 7-Elevens or what so. So it does boost efficiency, but I guess the take-up will still be relatively quite low. Unlike for the case of Singapore, where public transportation is quite high and it's positioned at places as MRTs, I think that is far better take-up. But here in this case, it will still be slow, but it should be positive in the longer term.
Ahmad, yesterday, Malaysia announced the digital free trade zone. So all eyes are now on the possibility of tax exemptions. What are your thoughts on how the DFTZ could impact logistics players?
The tax exemptions are definitely on the logistics charges. I think it's more confined to the bonded space as well. The DTFZ is, I think that it's still relatively quite blur what the structure is like. There's no form of incentive indicated how they want to lure all these e-commerce players in. But yeah, clearly For the case of Malaysia, given its bigger population base, that shows that it has an upper hand advantage in terms of logistics infrastructure is there as well. And this so-called e-commerce, e-fulfillment hub at the KLIA, which is actually the old LCCT, that gives direct accessibility to runway access. You can't find those kind of luxury anymore if you were to find any sorting centers in Changi Airport. So yeah, so it does provide a compelling case to give a regional footprint and to grow the e-commerce hub here in Malaysia.
And what are your thoughts on the fact that Alibaba is somehow thrown into the mix? I mean, this is a vote of confidence for the country.
Well, Alibaba has been trying to penetrate. They have went to Thailand to try to grow the SME businesses there as well. They tied up with SingPost, which they have a 40% stake. Yeah, and now clearly next move will be Malaysia as well. So, yeah, so pretty much I'm not surprised on this announcement. So I think we have to wait and see what the traction is like, how they want to stimulate e-commerce take-ups amongst the SMEs. So I think that's positive in the longer term.
Thanks so much. Ahmad Maghfur Osman, Transport Analyst at Nomura Research. And now Chong speaks to Ben Lebrun, Market Analyst at Options Express in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!